Welcome back. Dakota, Territory of the Journey, Dakota Trails and Tales, Jody Holtman joining us. Certified Piedmontese is produced by Great Plains Cattlemen all across the Great Plains, mostly the Northern Great Plains, and providing you the most tender beef you can get at cpbeef.com. So I do not in any way, shape, or form, I have read the HAVA, that it would be the Help Americans Vote Act. I have read it. I haven't read it as many times as your presenter said that he has read it today, but nowhere in there does it say that in order to receive funds, and quite frankly, what do you need the funds for if you don't have the machines? It doesn't cost much money. It's not much effort. You know how to count. You've been trained on how to count these votes by hand. And there was an example presented on 100 communities in New Hampshire that are already doing it. There is no downside to doing this, and it's answering the questions of what people want in the county, Jody.
Yeah, we brought, multiple people brought so many good explanations and examples of why this can be done and could be done and is perfectly legal. And it's just, I don't know, how to get through other than, force, but I don't know what we'll do at this point. It's really frustrating.
In what world do people who brag about being local control and the county government's the most important government they have, and yet when the people show up in mass to say this is what we want, because I assure you, before this came up, nobody showed up at those McPherson County Commissioner meetings. How many did you go to before the past year, Jody?
Yeah, before the pipeline issue, maybe.
Yeah, now, nobody shows up. And now all of a sudden, every one of these meetings have got a ton of people. You got people parading to pier on a regular basis. So the good side of the whole story is we finally have people getting active in the representative republic that we're a part of.
Yeah, that's been one good thing about all this is people are engaging. They're seeing things aren't right, and especially, I was in pier a lot this last session fighting for our bills that we wanted to get passed, and then also fighting against SB 201. And I was down there last year too, but this year it was just such an eye opener. When you're down there, you can really see, who's really in charge and who's running the show. And it's not the people. They're not listening to the people. In every single hearing, it was the suits, the lobbyists, and the lawyers versus the people. And every single time they listened to the lobbyists and the lawyers, the people are ignored. The Constitution is shredded. It's disgusting. It really is. And I encouraged a lot of people. I said, you just need to go to peer and watch what happens there. Just sit and watch. And some people, did, and they agreed. They were appalled at what goes on. It's really sad.
You know, what you need is a McPherson County farmer to go be in the state Senate, and then maybe some of these problems will begin to turn around.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
You have anybody in mind?
I do.
Who would that be?
Yeah, Mark Lopke. Yeah. We'll get him there. We are.
Yeah, let this be his public announcement that he's running for state Senate. Yeah. he's already got it out there, but we had to give him a plug while we're talking about it. Because
and
we
Mark
have
was there last night at our event, our hand counting training event. He was there last night. I sat right across from him. We learned how to hand count in about 10 minutes.
With everything that you have learned in the past coming on out to 2 years, what concerns you most about the voting process we have now? Why are you ultimately concerned?
Well, our country, it's just, I'm worried for the future of this country and for our children and grandchildren and how it's just going down the tubes. And so I just feel this urgency in me to fight for it. And even though it's exhausting and my family's getting really sick of me politicking, they say, I just feel I have to do this. I don't know. just a drive, I guess.
So while I agree with that 100%, and that's the big picture, the local issue, what have you learned about the machines themselves that convince you there needs to be a better level of integrity?
Well, the again, that goes back to the transparency. You know, we don't know if they're counting accurately because they don't have the cast vote records, or they have them, but they won't give them to us, and they're not trained. They're missing half their system that should be used to audit the election. If they're going to use the machines, they have to have the software to audit them, and they don't, and they won't give us the data. And so there's just this massive cover up. So of course, why would we trust if you aren't, if you're hiding things and blocking and obstructing, why would, there's no trust there.
What troubles me more than anything probably is, well, number one, you had a FOIA request denied twice. There's no transparency in that. But it again came very clear today that elections are controlled at the state level. The federal elections are controlled by the individual states. So there's a lot of people that want to think, well, we just can't do this because it won't, the feds won't go along. The feds do not control the elections. The state controls the election. And I want to shout that from every rooftop because I don't think people understand that.
And the state has a law, 12-17 B3, I believe, that says that the counties have the authority to conduct elections how they wish. They can use the machines in whole, or they can use them in part, or they can go to hand counting. It's up to the counties. That's what the state legislature says. And we've repeated that over and over again. That law, it's so simple. We can decide. And it's just not getting through.
Well, I think the answer in closing is that you've had a big crowd, but in all honesty, 40 people is not enough. Next time we need to have 400, and we keep showing up in numbers and get louder and demand accountability. And you're the perfect champion for that, Jody Waltman.
Well, thank you, Trent.
Hope I see you soon.
Promise. All right.
Thanks for
Thank you.
leading the way and showing us all how to be dutiful citizens. A to Z without the use of GPS technology, the journey to CODA, trails and tales. See you tomorrow. Welcome back. Dakota Territory, the journey to CODA trails and tales. Jody Holtman joining us. Certified Piedmontese is produced by Great Plains Cattlemen all across the Great Plains, mostly the Northern Great Plains, and providing you the most tender beef you can get at cpbeef.com. So I do not in any way, shape, or form. I have read the HAVA, that it would be the Help Americans Vote Act. I have read it. I haven't read it as many times as your presenter said that he has read it today. But nowhere in there does it say that in order to receive funds, and quite frankly, what do you need the funds for if you don't have the machines? It doesn't cost much money. It's not much effort. You know how to count. You've been trained on how to count these votes by hand. And there was an example presented on 100 communities in New Hampshire that are already doing it. There is no downside to doing this, and it's answering the questions of what people want in the county, Jody.
Yeah, we brought, I mean, multiple people brought so many good explanations and examples of why this can be done and could be done and is perfectly legal. And it's just, I don't know, you know, how to get through other than, you know, force, but I don't know what we'll do at this point. It's really frustrating.
In what world do people who brag about being local control and the county government's the most important government they have, and yet when the people show up in mass to say this is what we want, because I assure you, before this came up, nobody showed up at those McPherson County Commissioner meetings. How many did you go to before the past year, Jody?
Yeah, before the pipeline issue, yeah, probably,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Now
nobody shows up. And now all of a sudden, every one of these meetings have got a ton of people. You got people parading to pier on a regular basis. So the good side of the whole story is we finally have people getting active in the representative republic that we're a part of.
Yeah, that's been one good thing about all this is people are engaging. They're seeing things aren't right, you know, and especially, you know, I was in pier a lot this last session fighting for our bills that we wanted to get passed, and then also fighting against SB 201. And I was really, well, I was down there last year too, but this year it was just such an eye opener. When you're down there, you can really see, you know, who's really in charge and who's running the show. And it's not the people. They're not listening to the people. In every single hearing, it was the suits, the lobbyists, and the lawyers versus the people. And every single time they listened to the lobbyists and the lawyers, the people are ignored. The Constitution is shredded. It's disgusting. It really is. And I encouraged a lot of people. I said, you just need to go to peer and watch what happens there. Just sit and watch. And some people, you know, did, and they agreed. They were appalled at what goes on. It's really sad.
You know, what you need is a McPherson County farmer to go be in the state Senate, and then maybe some of these problems will begin to turn around.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
You have anybody in mind?
I do.
Who would that be?
Yeah, Mark Lopke. Yeah. We'll get him there. We are.
Yeah, let this be his public announcement that he's running for state Senate. he's already got it out there, but we had to give him a plug while we're talking about it. Because
and
we
Mark
have
was there last night at our event, our hand counting training event. He was there last night. I sat right across from him. We learned how to hand count in about 10 minutes.
With everything that you have learned in the past, coming on out to what, 2 years, what concerns you most about the voting process we have now? Why are you ultimately concerned?
Well, our country, you know, it's just, I'm worried for the future of this country and for our children and grandchildren and how it's just going down the tubes. And so I just feel this urgency in me to fight for it. And even though it's exhausting and my family's getting really sick of me politicking, they say, I just feel I have to do this. I don't know, just a drive, I guess.
So while I agree with that 100%, and that's the big picture, the local issue, what have you learned about the machines themselves that convince you there needs to be a better level of integrity?
Well, again, that goes back to the transparency. You know, we don't know if they're counting accurately because they don't have the cast vote records, or they have them, but they won't give them to us. And they're not trained. They're missing half their system that should be used to audit the election. If they're going to use the machines, they have to have the software to audit them, and they don't, and they won't give us the data. And so there's just this massive cover up. So of course, why would we trust if you're hiding things and blocking and obstructing, why would, there's no trust there.
What troubles me more than anything probably is, well, number one, you had a FOIA request denied twice. There's no transparency in that. But it again came very clear today that elections are controlled at the state level. The federal elections are controlled by the individual states. So there's a lot of people that want to think, well, we just can't do this because the feds won't go along. The feds do not control the elections. The state controls the election. And I want to shout that from every rooftop because I don't think people understand that.
Yep. And the state has a law, 12-17B3, I believe, that says that the counties have the authority to conduct elections how they wish. They can use the machines in whole, or they can use them in part, or they can go to hand counting. It's up to the counties. That's what the state legislature says. And we've repeated that over and over again, that law. It's so simple. We can decide. And it's just not getting through.
Well, I think the answer in closing is that you've had a big crowd, but in all honesty, 40 people is not enough. Next time we need to have 400, and we keep showing up in numbers and get louder and demand accountability. And you're the perfect champion for that, Jody Waltman.
Well, thank you, Trent.
Hope I see you soon.
Promise. All right.
Thanks for
Thank you.
leading the way and showing us all how to be dutiful citizens. A to Z without the use of GPS technology, the journey, Dakota, trails and tales. See you tomorrow.